Hi everyone, and welcome to Uncovering Hamilton, a podcast where we analyze the music of the hit Broadway musical, Hamilton. I'm Elizabeth, and today in our second episode, we'll be discussing the next two songs from the musical, My Shot and The Story of Tonight. Let's start with My Shot. My Shot is overflowing with excitement, energy, and madness. In this sense, it's a pure reflection of Alexander Hamilton's general outlook towards the revolution and life itself. My Shot is probably also my favorite song in the entire musical. I suppose part of the reason is that I feel such a strong connection to the lyrics. I once had one of those get-to-know-you-better assignments in school, and one of the questions we had to answer was what song we most resonate with. I answered with My Shot, and I wrote, "I know I am still, quote, young, scrappy, and hungry, and, quote, sometimes I get overexcited, but I share Hamilton's core attitude. I am not throwing away my shot. I want to someday make a positive difference in the world, and I'm willing to put in the work to get there." This significant emotional connection to My Shot is surely not unique to me. We all have some goal or purpose in life that we consider to be non-negotiable. Whether that goal is winning the Revolutionary War, finding true love, or something to be identified along the way, is beside the point. Now, from the very first line of My Shot, it becomes clear that Hamilton too sees his own goal of winning the revolution and rising above his circumstances as non-negotiable. He exclaims, "I will not throw away my shot." Literally, this refers to Hamilton's shot at fame. He's ambitious, determined, even idealistic, and ready to make a difference. Figuratively, though, this also alludes to a gunshot, foreshadowing Hamilton's later duel with Aaron Burr. Hamilton then says, "I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry." Like the budding United States of America, Hamilton is young, contentious, and eager to prove himself. We have to remember that he had a difficult upbringing, as we learned in the opening number. Still, he'll rise up, becoming the youngest founding father and the first Secretary of the Treasury at just 34 years old. Just as independence won't come easy for the United States, glory doesn't come easy for Hamilton. Hamilton continues to emphasize this idea of rising above his circumstances. He says that he's got, quote, "a lot of brains but no polish," and that he's, quote, "a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal." He also claims that his, quote, "power of speech is unimpeachable." This line is a testament to the fact that Hamilton is unmatched in his way with words. We'll see this manifest later in the musical when Hamilton writes 51 of the 85 Federalist Papers. Thomas Jefferson will also later acknowledge Hamilton's talent, admitting that even if Hamilton is pushed out of power, his strengths in writing and persuasion will make him a threat, quote, "so long as he can hold a pen." Then, Hamilton provides a brief description of the causes of the Revolutionary War. He explains that, quote, "we are meant to be a colony that runs independently." And then, in referring to the British, he says that, quote, "essentially, they tax us relentlessly." This is historically accurate, and in fact, it's where the phrase "no taxation without representation" comes from. Many in those colonies believed that because they weren't directly represented in the British Parliament, Any colonial taxes that were passed, including the Sugar Act and the Stamp Act, were a denial of the colonists' rights as Englishmen. Now, Hamilton has one line that particularly strikes me. Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. For one, Hamilton is essentially breaking the fourth wall here. It's a sly reference to the fact that Hamilton will become a crucial part of US history, being taught in schools for centuries to come. It also perhaps alludes to the book Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow, on which the musical itself was based. Additionally, the line also brings out a slightly cocky side of Hamilton. He is ambitious and hardworking and gifted, but he also knows this. He has a certain confidence in himself, which is part of what makes him a contentious character and puts him at odds, especially with someone like Aaron Burr. As the song continues, we also get to hear from Hamilton's closest friends, Lafayette, Mulligan, and Lawrence, who we met in the previous song, Aaron Burr. One by one, they all explain that they're committed to the revolutionary cause as a way of both gaining independence for the colonies and socially advancing as individuals. Lafayette goes first, and one of the most notable lines is when he says, "I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say, oh, anarchy." Keep these lines in mind, because throughout the first act of the musical, Miranda uses rapping to convey Lafayette's growth. In this song, he's a young revolutionary who's new to the colonies. As a reflection of this, he's uncomfortable conjuring rhymes and pronouncing relatively simple words like anarchy. Later, Lafayette will become a brilliant military commander who's essential to the colonists' victory against the British. In turn, he'll masterfully rap in the song Guns and Ships, which is the fastest song in Broadway history. Mulligan is next in line, and he says that, quote, "I'm joining the rebellion because I know it's my chance to socially advance instead of sewing some pants." Interestingly enough, after he finishes his little spiel, Mulligan says that, quote, "I'm gonna take a shot." We already understand that the motif of the shot represents both the chance to rise to fame and the shot that Burr will take in his duel against Hamilton. Here, though, the shot takes on a third meaning, the idea of a shot glass. As this song goes on, Hamilton and his bros are all sitting together and doing literal shots. Now, last but certainly not least is Lawrence. Hopefully you remember from Aaron Burr, sir, that Lawrence is our abolitionist. And he continues to stick with that theme, saying that, quote, "We'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. That's right, you and I, do or die. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion." To provide some historical context, Lawrence, during the Revolution, raised a brigade of 3,000 black soldiers, promising freedom and return for fighting. He also fought with black soldiers in the Carolinas. However, at the age of 27, he was killed in battle. So Lawrence here says that we must do or die, but in a sense, he did and he died, unfortunately never living to see his dream come true. So here we have Hamilton and the bros having fun, getting all excited about the revolution. And then Aaron Burr enters the scene, and he says, Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot. Of course, though, that's not where the conversation ends, because Hamilton has to respond. He says, almost sarcastically, "Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, I shoot off at the mouth." What we see here is more or less the same dispute between Hamilton and Burr that we saw in Aaron Burr, sir. Burr is saying to talk less, even though he too is a patriot, because he's cautious that loyalists might be in their mix. Hamilton is responding with youthful energy, passion, and excitement. After Burr's brief appearance, the song explodes as the entire ensemble joins Hamilton, Lafayette, Mulligan, and Lawrence in shouting that they will not throw away their shot and that they will rise up. I have to say, the sheer energy in this scene is insane. It's so strong that there's almost something angry about it, and everything about this scene is just powerful and ambitious and uncompromising and resilient. But suddenly, in the midst of this revolutionary fervor, we get a foreshadow to Hamilton's death. Hamilton says, "I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep? 7 feet ahead of me? If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live in fast and we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's plenty." While this flash forward seems a little bit out of line at first, what we need to bear in mind is that Hamilton was never without a sense of urgency. He saw death from an extremely early age when, at 4 years old, his friend drowned in an accident. Now, living in the midst of a revolution, achieving his goals feels more important than ever. Perhaps part of the reason why Hamilton is always working nonstop is because he doesn't know when death will get him. But the flash forward is brief, fading almost as quickly as it came. The song returns to its upbeat, energetic nature, and it ends on this passionate note as the entire company gathers around to exclaim the final line in triumphant unison. "I am not throwing away my shot." After the break, we'll discuss the next song in Hamilton, The Story of Tonight. But first, I want to direct your attention to the collection of Hamilton-related jokes, puns, and memes that I'm carefully curating. You can find this top-notch collection on my website, elizabethchun.com, under the Special Projects tab. Each time I release a new episode of this podcast, I'll add 3 more items to the collection so you can always have a Hamilton-inspired laugh. Okay, let's continue. The story of tonight is short and sweet, and the only characters present for this number are Hamilton, Lafayette, Mulligan, and Lawrence. There are essentially just 3 themes that make up this song. The first is this. I may not live to see our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And when our children tell our story, they'll tell the story of tonight. Essentially, what Hamilton and his gang are saying is that the future is unknown. They don't know if independence will come in a year, 2 years, 10 years. Regardless, they're willing to give their all. This is a cause that they're willing to die for. Their only hope is that in the end, their hard work will make a difference, and they'll leave behind a legacy. One interesting fact that I want to point out is that the line, "I may not live to see our glory," is potentially a reference to Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I've Been to the Mountaintop" speech, which he gave on April 3rd, 1968, one day before he was assassinated. In the speech, MLK said, "I may not get there with you." As in the story of tonight, the central point to take away is that these people are fighting for objectives that are greater than themselves. They recognize and accept the fact that they are but little components in this larger movement. The line, "When our children tell our story," is also interesting. When it comes to Hamilton himself, this really does become the case. His son, John Church Hamilton, who's actually left out of this musical, wrote his father's biography. Furthermore, in the broader context of our current world, Miranda and the other metaphorical children of the Founding Fathers are indeed telling the story of that night. Now, after the first theme, Mulligan sings, "Let's have another round tonight." There's a bit of a witty pun going on here. On the one hand, he's saying that they should get another round of drinks. On the other hand, he's also saying that they should sing another musical round. This leads right into the second theme of the song, which is this: "Raise a glass to freedom. Something they can never take away, no matter what they tell you." Many Revolutionary War ideals were inspired by the Age of Enlightenment, an intellectual and philosophical movement that dominated Europe's academic sphere during the 17th through 19th centuries. To this end, the idea of freedom being something that can never be taken away from us was actually first proposed by the English Enlightenment philosopher John Locke. Locke proposed that all humans have certain God-given natural rights, among which was liberty or freedom. Additionally, as this line is sung by Lawrence, he might also be asking his friends to join him and raising a glass to freedom for slaves as well. Last but not least, here is the third and final theme in the story of tonight. "Raise a glass to the four of us. Tomorrow, there'll be more of us." Hamilton, Lafayette, Mulligan, and Lawrence are overflowing with commitment to the revolution. But they also understand that their sentiment isn't shared by everyone. The fight for independence will be a difficult one, and not one that everyone is willing to join. Honestly, though, that's kind of understandable. Such an upheaval of internationally accepted power structures was unprecedented, and altering the status quo never comes without its qualms. Realizing this, all that Hamilton and his bros can do is hold out hope that more people will soon join their cause. In the end, Both my shot and the story of tonight are about revolutionary fervor. What we in the 21st century need to understand is that this war, to these men, was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win freedom for generations to come, while also gaining personal glory. We all strive to find purpose in our existence, and many of us spend our entire lives searching. For Hamilton, Lafayette, Mulligan, Lawrence, this independence was their purpose. It was the one cause that they were willing to live and to die for. It was the journey that, no matter how difficult, they would never abandon. It was the single light that propelled them forward, driving them to endure trials and tribulations of heading into battle and standing alone.